Welcome to Walking Between the Worlds with Al Mean. This hour, you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Al Mean.
Today we will discover what is the difference between emotions and states of being. The 12 pure states of beings, which are 12 pairs, as part of the structure of the cosmos, and the vital importance of polarity in having dynamic balance will be discussed. Few people have heard about states of beings as being an integral part of the structure of the cosmos. What are they? How do they function? What is the benefit of living them? For when we align ourselves with the cosmic structure, with the flow of it, with that which is, we flourish and grow. We uplift and heal as we live our lives. It is imperative that this concept of the states of being not only be understood by us, but internalized and become part of our lives. But let us start in the grandest and greatest picture of all, the cosmic structure. The cosmos is all life as we know it. It is the equivalent of the physical body's fields, of the infinite mother goddess, creatress of all life. These fields are filled with diverse life forms, like the cells of a vast body. And its boundaries is contained by a membrane. Vast oceans of consciousness, like puddles separated from one another by great frequency bands. No individuation exists there. And together they form a membrane, enclosing individuated life, all of it as we know it, which is our cosmos. But what is it that holds open space, that keeps the cosmic walls, if you will, from collapsing? There are four great, huge cycles, circles upon circles upon circles within each other, lying like flat rings at angles, all of them sharing the same center. It would look a little bit like an eight-pointed star. A vast wheel lies vertically. Those are the bands of emotion, like flat circles spanning all of existence, like the ribs that holds open the chest of the infinite. 12 rings, 24 emotions, positively or in a masculine way, charged. Each of the rings lying within each other, the core ring being love and trust, the desire to include and the desire to surrender to. Without that ring, another ring lies, and yet another and another. Each one has two emotions, the positive, masculine, proactive poles, and also an emotion that represents the negative, feminine, more receptive pole. And so they pulse one another. For where life is dynamic, a pulsation exists between the masculine masculine and the feminine poles. Balance is not static. Stasis, which we regard as perfection, is but stagnation and ultimate death. Balance is not only those single moments of equilibrium, but also the pulsation back and forth between proactivity and receptivity. All of light, all of love, all of the emotions, all of existence pulses in this way. We pulse between doingness and beingness, the masculine and the feminine. The vast ring of emotions, comprised of 12 rings each with 2 emotions, pulsing one another. Pulses in its own right as a unit with a secondary ring of flat circles, one inside each other. And that is the horizontal ring of the states of being. The states of being can be described as being more passive, existing more in the absence of proactivity than the emotions. For all of the desires that make up those emotions are active. Every single one of the emotions is based on desire. Desire to surrender, desire to include, or peace, desire to be at ease. On the other hand, the states of being are more receptive, less active. But they too have 24 states of being divided into 12 pairs. And one of each pair is more masculine and proactive, and one is more feminine or receptive. Through these wheels, 2 other wheels exist that also intersect each other at 90-degree angles, one being positive-negative, meaning neutral with a slight more masculine flavor, and the other negative-positive, which is, again, a neutral one with a slightly more negative flavor. All in all, when seen from above, these 4 wheels, the emotions vertically, the states of being horizontally, and then we have heart energies and physical expressions, all are frequencies. These vast wheels of existence can therefore be explained as frequency wheels. 96 is the total number of the pure frequencies or tones that make up the music of the spheres, the ribs of space, the structure and matrix of existence. All of these 96 pure tones form part of the mother's voice. These wheels are stationary, other than that their own pulsations happen within each of the rings. They do not move, and they keep their equidistance. They stay exactly evenly spread out. If something disturbs that equilibrium, they reshuffle themselves to bring about again even spacing in the rings. Through these vast rings of 96 frequencies that span all of the cosmos, and indeed beyond. Within the cosmos, 96 moving rays of light do an exquisite, sacred, dynamic, geometric dance, dancing through these wheels of frequencies. There are 96 different moving light rays. And as they move upon their journey, dancing through the other rings of frequency, who watch and wait immovably as the dance of light continues. Their dance maps out all of our sacred shapes. The cross, the five-pointed star, the six-pointed star of David, all the Plutonic solids are shown. We just observe the dance of light. But how does growth occur? How do we expand to become more as a cosmos? Is it that the dance of the light forces us larger? Or is it that the rings somehow find it within themselves to grow even larger? Beloved ones, the answer is simple. The great goddess of all light has gifted each of us with that ability to evolve and enhance all life through the way we live today. And if we understand these sacred principles and incorporate them into our lives, we can evolve and enlarge the cosmos, enlarging perception, enlarging devotion.
In this, the fourth book, The Ring of Truth, which chronicles Almeen's journey, she tells of the promise and the potential inherent in the resurgence of the feminine principle, increasingly felt in all aspects of current human experience. The operation of new laws governing the cosmos are explained together with the reasons for their creation. We are introduced to Mother, the primal creative energy that pervades every aspect of existence. We learn of her love and her laws and how to incorporate them into every thought and act. We are given samples of her divine language, its meaning, and its power. Mother's great gift to humanity, the healing power of Belvaspada, is revealed. This new approach to dissolving disease of mind, spirit, and body replaces previously existing methodologies. Application of its techniques removes old barriers of physically oriented existence and opens a broad pathway to a life of joy and fulfillment. Discover Mother and the Ring of Truth, as well as all of Almeen's books, CDs, lectures, workshops, or magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
You've been walking between the worlds with Almeen. To learn more about Almeen and the mystical keys of life, log on now to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
It must be understood that the laws have changed within the cosmos, as has been mentioned many times in our teachings. In August of 2006, opposite frequencies started to attract, while same frequencies started to repel. It is imperative to understand this simply because it is the way in which we can evolve the cosmos. Based on this principle, they will always be the same distance from one another. The frequency rings that lie in the big wheel of the states of being feminine in relation to the masculine powers of emotion lie, in fact, equidistanced. But let us say one of us takes, for example, the pair of states of being, which is embrace and ecstasy. And let us say, for example, that one of us pulses ecstasy, which is the feminine pole of that pair, in such heightened states of ecstatic state of being. The deeper we go into ecstasy, the more it will swing back into its opposite pole. Embrace. As we experience deep ecstatic states, we will find ourselves embracing more and more of life in our compassionate understanding. For in deepening one pole of a ring, so does the other, until they are both enlarged in their expression. Thus, one person alone, living ecstatic states beyond whomsoever has tried it before, will find themselves suddenly contributing to the vast band of ecstasy and embrace, the sixth band of the states of being, the vast horizontal wheel that keeps open the cosmic space. As we thus experience these states of beings, or the emotions, or the heart energies, or the physical expressions, to a great depth, everything reshuffles in order to maintain its perfect distance from one another. And suddenly all other of these states of beings themselves have to become larger. The depth of our feeling this particular group of holy frequencies has now increased. And as we express them more and more fully, so the cosmos expands and all life changes and perception is enhanced. For light moving at a speed beyond what we regard as the speed of light, for these light rays are of the highest and purest kind of light. As they move through the rings, they now have to cover a greater distance. They now have larger wheels to move through, because one of us has enlarged it through augmenting a state of being in our life that is part of these 24 pure states of beings. As it enlarges, the light now has to travel faster, and all life evolves as perception happens quicker. We have become co-creators with the Infinite Mother herself. Beloved ones, geometry never has been with angles and joints. In Journey to the Heart of God, we have written about dynamic geometry, the true geometry that birthed our cosmos. The cosmos was rebirthed as Mother created a new space in August of 2006. At that time, we had only the wheel of emotions, 24 pure emotions. And then there was a sound, like a bell, like a tone, and a ray of light was born, and then another, and another, until 15 rays of light were born within in the wheel of emotions that held open the cosmic space. They started to rotate in a clockwise manner, as Mother herself showed me the vision. And as they rotated, they circled inward, for they were born on the outer perimeter of the emotional rings. And they started to spiral, joining one another, the way little streams would join until a mighty river is formed. 15 of them were there. And they spiraled inwards. And a Fibonacci spiral developed. And the 15 rays of light entered and finally found its way into the center core of the rings of frequency that lay like a womb ready to birth the 16th ray. And the 16th ray was the ray of absolute truth. As they entered the core and inseminated the frequency with light, the 15 rays exploded back out. But now a new ray was born. A ray that was pinkish purple. Absolute truth was born. Beloved ones, 16 rays of light still dance through the ring of emotions. But another 16 have been born and dance through the ring of the states of being. And they are that which brings us perception. The states of being share at the core the same space as they lie flat through the center at a 90-degree angle with the emotions. The center core of the emotions, as we have said, is love and trust. The first ring in the core that intersects this emotional pair of the states of being is praise, which is the positive pole, and glory, which is the negative pole. Let us examine why this would be the core of all states of being. Praise and glory are the two states of being that most fully and accurately describes the nature of the states of being. And the nature of the states of being is one of upward living. It sees the beggar in the street. It sees the poverty on every corner. But it is focused firmly on the exquisite beauty that underlies the web of appearances. The web of appearances has been created by us. Innocently, of course, for we had no idea how powerful we were, children of the Divine Infinite Mother. How could we know that every thought would fall into the reservoir of the heart and act upon the substance of things hoped for? It would cluster awareness into manifestation. In August of last year, praise, love, and gratitude became vitally important as a new purpose of life was given to all. Previously, it had been, search out the unknown portions of my being that I might understand. Now it had become, create through the heart with love and praise and glory. In that instance, praise is an attitude. In this instance, praise is a state of being. praise instead is the surge of deep, exultant feeling that comes from accessing the highest aspect within. It is the triumph of recognizing the perfection underlying the appearances that we have created like a sinister spider web, overlaying the perfection of Mother's being. It comes from distorted thoughts. It comes from distorted emotions. Praise does not see this. Praise watches only for that glimpse of the divine within every creature, within every grain of sand. Glory is the maintenance of the highest aspect of ourselves. As a being as vast as the cosmos and its expressions in our lives, it's when we live life from our largest perspective. A being as vast as the cosmos, having a human experience.
In this, the fourth book, The Ring of Truth, which chronicles Almaine's journey, she tells of the promise and the potential inherent in the resurgence of the feminine principle, increasingly felt in all aspects of current human experience. The operation of new laws governing the cosmos are explained together with the reasons for their creation. We are introduced to Mother, the primal creative energy that pervades every aspect of existence. We learn of her love and her laws and how to incorporate them into every thought and act. We are given samples of her divine language, its meaning, and its power. Mother's great gift to humanity, the healing power of Belvaspada, is revealed. This new approach to dissolving disease of mind, spirit, and body replaces previously existing methodologies. Application of its techniques removes old barriers of physically oriented existence and opens a broad pathway to a life of joy and fulfillment. Discover Mother and the Ring of Truth, as well as all of Almaine's books, CDs, lectures, workshops, or magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
You've been walking between the worlds with Almaine. To learn more about Almaine and the mystical keys of life, log on now to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
Praise and glory, the very core of the 12 pure states of being, and indicative of what a state of being is. It is upward living, our eyes above the storm. There is a story in the New Testament of when Christ walked upon the water. He did not see the stormy skies or the billowing waves. He saw the perfection. Peter wanted to join the Master and got out of the boat to do so. But he sank beneath the waves, and the Master had to reach out and catch him. For he saw the imperfection, the coldness of the water, the storminess of the waves, the turbulence of the wind and the storm. The Master instead saw only perfection. In seeing it, we bring it about. It does not mean that we are blind to the folly of others. It means that having looked at that and having prepared ourselves for it, we are now able to focus on what lies behind the appearances, the indwelling life of the infinite itself. The second ring of states of being is exploration and harmony. Exploration. Every life form wants to explore. In fact, our very destiny before was to explore the unknown portions of the Mother's being, that which was thought to be illusion. But now that Mother has declared as of August of 2006 that all unknown portions of her being have in fact already been solved. What is there now to explore? It is the pushing beyond previous boundaries of expression so that new creation and deeper expression can take place for the sake of growth. We no longer have a destiny, beloved ones. For the destiny was that part of the infinite's mystery that we undertook through our beingness to solve. That part of the blueprint that was ours to explore. But Mother has declared that all previously unknown portions of her being have now been solved due to the diligence of the light workers of existence. What is it now that we shall explore? Not that which isn't, but instead that which is. We are to find the deepest, most profound, and most perfect ways to express that which the Mother is. For although all unknown portions of Mother's being have been solved during the previous cycles of the fall, there is nevertheless always a mystery as to which expression of the known portions of her being would be most life-enhancing. The discernment comes when our hearts reveal that mystery. And so it is that we are trying to find out in what way can we most fully express Mother's being? In what way can we more fully live the pure frequencies, the light rays? And in what way can we more deeply express these states of being? In ways that she might not have previously considered. And as she watches the mirrors of her creations, she learns about herself. Harmony is its opposite pole. It is the state of being resulting from being in step with the blueprint or will of the infinite. When smaller segments of creation express synchronistically with the largest purpose of life. The largest purpose of life is to create through the heart. We have done what we were sent forth to do. We have fulfilled to the fullest measure the purpose of our existence. We have solved that which is from that which isn't. And we have come to the point where we can grow up, where we can take our place and create with Mother. But not all of existence is about our individuated lives. Some of it is a collective pathway that has been chosen. There is some that is optional to be created. Then there are portions that are not, that are according to the blueprint under which this cosmos must unfold. Beloved ones, it is when we are fulfilling that which Mother has instructed us to do, to reflect to her the purity of her being, the passion, the joy, all these exquisite qualities through our lives, that great harmony exists. Think of harmony as resonance. We need to be resonant with the infinite's purpose for the large picture. There is a specific gridwork in place as to what is to unfold and when. And when that is not lived, we are out of step with that infinite flow that sustains all life. Great planets float light as a feather around their suns and upon their course. go exactly when and where they should. All are in harmony with their divine plan. Our divine plan may yet be written, but we can yet even then be in total harmony with the infinite's will. The third group of states of being is gratitude, which is positive, and guidance, which is negative. Harmony also was negative. That means a more receptive pole. Gratitude. This state of being results from encountering the true nature of the cosmos as one that supports all life. The recognition of the nurturing of the divine in our lives. Beloved ones, gratitude also is an attitude. But gratitude as an attitude, yet again, has a more cerebral component. Gratitude as an attitude sees that which has been given and is grateful for it. It recognizes gravity of gifts. How great it is that we receive our lives from the hand of the Infinite Mother herself. Our every breath, our every heartbeat. That gratitude comes from having perception and recognition of what is given. Gratitude, as a state of being, does not see gifts as given and gratitude flowing back, but is an involuntary response from encountering the true nature of the cosmos as one that supports all life. It is coupled with a deep trust, for it encounters perfection. Gratitude arises in us like a surge, as a state of being when we are fully aware. All around us, these incredible attributes are being expressed in nature, in the laws that govern all existence. But man has slumbered, unaware that the states of being as 24 pure tones even exist. Gratitude is that response that signals us that the divine has just been encountered behind form. Beloved ones, we are upheld as long as we do the best that we can. We are upheld by a divine, infinite hand that is beyond the perfection that we can describe. Not one hair falls from your head, not one feather from the sparrow, without it registering to the infinite. It is this perfection that brings about the guidance, which is the negative pole of this third grouping. The revelation of the most life-enhancing choices along our path and the uncovering of the blueprint of our existence is what sparks the deepest, deepest gratitude. Within the irrevocable overall purpose of our lives, there are now more choices and freedom of expression available than ever, and we enter our spiritual maturity. We need a steering mechanism. We need a hand on our shoulder. It is called guidance.
Hey. In this, the fourth book, The Ring of Truth, which chronicles Almaine's journey, she tells of the promise and the potential inherent in the resurgence of the feminine principle, increasingly felt in all aspects of current human experience. The operation of new laws governing the cosmos are explained together with the reasons for their creation. We are introduced to Mother, the primal creative energy that pervades every aspect of existence. We learn of her love and her laws and how to incorporate them into every thought and act. We are given samples of her divine language, its meaning, and its power. Mother's great gift to humanity, the healing power of Belvaspada, is revealed. This new approach to dissolving disease of mind, spirit, and body replaces previously existing methodologies. Application of its techniques removes old barriers of physically oriented existence and opens a broad pathway to a life of joy and fulfillment. Discover Mother and the Ring of Truth, as well as all of Almaine's books, CDs, lectures, workshops, or magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
You've been walking between the worlds with Almaine. To learn more about Almaine and the mystical keys of life, log on now to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
The fourth pair of these states of being is discernment and transparency. Discernment being the positive pole. Now, it must be clearly understood that there is a vast difference between discernment and judgment. For often, when we take the time to discern, asking the question that is the only question that determines action, what is life-enhancing to indwelling life and what is not? We are often admonished by others as being judgmental, but not so. Judgment comes as a result of drawing conclusions where there is not proper and complete information. It also is the result of having proper information and drawing conclusions, but having a knee-jerk emotional reaction to it. Reactions are the results of unresolved issues in our lives. A master instead responds to life, gauging at all times with the utmost discernment what is the most life-enhancing and what is not. The discernment that is permitted us in our life is how to more properly and fully and in unique ways express the light of the infinite as it shines through us as a unique lens. No two lenses are alike. What we make of this light that we refract and bend and play with, that is up to our discernment. Transparency is the revelation of a portion of existence that reflects the purity of absolute truth. Living in absolute truth. Beloved ones, I need to tell you that I once had an encounter with an angel that moved through my body. The angel of absolute truth. That left me changed forever. And I felt that life could no longer be lived with any shadows. And my greatest desire is to live each day in absolute truth, first and foremost with myself. Not to indulge a single occlusion, a single distortion of light. These can be found by the tensions in our bodies, by the feeling that we have just reacted instead of responded. Truth tells only that which is truth, but may yet obscure that which it does not want to reveal. Absolute truth is like the clarity of a mountain pond in which even the smallest pebble on the bottom of it can be clearly seen in total clarity. Understanding and reflection, the fifth pair of states of being. Understanding is the positive, proactive pole. When we regard our true identity as a being as vast as this cosmos, a consciousness superimposed over all that is, all is within our consciousness, that is, without our bodies. Understanding comes when the light fibers, trillions of tiny light fibers radiating from behind the heart center, which is the place to which Mother has recently moved the life force center for every being in existence. It used to be behind the belly button, but our life force center, which is like a ball of light, has been moved up to the heart, and from it as our seventh body, trillions of light fibers go through all our other bodies, the emotional body, the mental body, all of them stacked like Russian dolls inside one another, forming what's known as the cocoon of man, or the luminous fields around our physical body. Understanding comes when the light fibers within our bodies light up or come online as a result of something outside our bodies revealing its information. In other words, it is the result of having synchronized our understanding with an eternal truth. And its negative pole is reflection. When something is encountered in life that evokes an emotional response, it is worthy of study and further scrutiny. It is an indicator of whether we have lived our highest truth. It may also be an indicator of mystery waiting to reveal itself. Reflection will show whether our understanding is worthy of implementing and incorporating into our life, or whether it is one we do not wish to live. Understanding reveals possibilities. Reflection determines which ones we want to live. The sixth pair is embrace as positive and ecstasy as negative. Embrace is the reaching to incorporate more of the vastness of existence into our compassionate understanding and acceptance. Ecstasy results from this inclusiveness of vision that sees each life as its own. The greatest joys and ecstasy I have experienced has been to become one with the creatures of existence. The joy in the flight of the birds for the first time on migration, the excitement of the flocking, the triumph of the scorpion who has given live birth to her babies and proudly packs them on her back, the leaves that dance in the wind. It is this feeling of life inside myself that brings to me the deepest ecstasy. There are most beautiful states of beings yet remaining to be discussed. We have but touched so far on half of them. There is manifestation and an inevitability. What we can create and what is predetermined. there is oneness and contentment. Living the deep awareness that all beings are part of us and the interconnectedness of life. The contentment when we feel we have reached the core of ourselves, which is home. There is integration and evolution to grow and incorporate that which we have grown into. There is play and flexibility, that which delights the inner child. There is perception and retention. Beloved ones, within us, these matrices already exist, for we are the microcosm of the macrocosm. It is through an awareness of them that we can fully integrate and express them as divine co-creators with the Holy Mother herself. My love and deep respect to the light workers that are my family. Always.
We hope you have enjoyed today's show, Walking Between the Worlds with Al Mean.